Dear Gracie and Jackman, June 4th, 2017. You don't really know me yet, and the pictures from today, I'll be that guy with the beard. Check that, I'll be the tall white guy in a robe with a beard. It's 2017, there are a lot of beards. It just kind of happened. I'm writing this letter to you today because you're being baptized here in Berkeley, California, at All Souls Episcopal Parish. God only knows where you will end up one day, how many times you'll move, who you'll meet, where you'll settle. But always know that one of your homes is here, in this place, with these people. It's kind of a big deal, actually, Jackman and Gracie, that you're being baptized. Your parents are excited. Your family is in town. And they're making you wear a funny little outfit that you will never wear again. But someone else likely will. And it's a big deal because today is Pentecost. It's the 50th day of Easter, what some people call the birthday of the church. I'm not so sure about that, to tell you the truth, Jackman and Gracie. I'm not so sure about this being our birthday because that spirit that rushed like wind and danced like fire, she has always been on the move. In the beginning, over the waters, leading the people of Israel with a cloud by day and fire by night. In the hearts and on the lips of the prophets that point the way. You see, the Spirit has always been birthing us. So maybe that Pentecost was actually the rebirth day of the church, when we understood once again, afresh, what it means to live with God. Because Gracie and Jackman, you would not believe how easy it is for us to forget what it means to truly live. But it's also a big deal for us, all of us, the members of this body, All Souls. Because of you, we are remembering why we are here. That whenever we gather, we come together as part of the family of families. And so today, when we pour water over you and mark you with oil, you're helping us to remember who God is and therefore who we are, the lover and the beloved. And it's a big deal because today we are making promises for you, all of us, not just your parents and your godparents, but all of us are making promises of how we will walk with you at your first step and all the way until your last. What's kind of strange, though, is we've actually made these promises to God before, but we have to remember them again today. Because often we forget these promises. I mean, honestly, Jackman and Gracie, we've all heard this before. We've heard these stories, but we get distracted. We lose sight. We settle for things that feed our stomachs but not our souls. We neglect the practices and the people, the ways that we have learned to grow towards God. So you're remembering, you're helping us to remember how to trust, like you trust your parents and your grandparents and Gracie, maybe even your big sister. Because trust is at the heart of a full and faithful life. And without trust, we become bitter. We sneer at those spirit-filled people that must be drunk. Or we say that no one can possibly live like that. It's just not practical. And today, especially today on Pentecost, when we hear this story of God's Spirit that is disrupting everything, you're helping us to remember to trust in something that we cannot control. There's a reason why we experience this Spirit as fire, as wind, as dove, as a wild goose. It's out of control. And so, what does it mean to trust in a force, in a being that we cannot control? I wonder, Jackman and Gracie, if it means that sometimes things have to be broken open so that we can imagine even bigger things and more just things and more true things. As hard and as scary as that can be. And you will probably learn at some point in your life, most likely when you become a teenager, that we as human beings, and especially as adults, we have a tendency to become rigid, to harden our hearts and our ways, and to fight change. Which is why that Holy Ghost is always ahead of us, and it makes us uncomfortable. And that's okay. And one of the harder things in life is learning that not every change or disruption comes from God. Just in the past few weeks, I'm sure your parents haven't told you, it's going to be a while before they tell you about things like this. There were terrors in South Sudan and in Kabul, Afghanistan, and in London, England, and in Portland, Oregon. This is the world you're growing up in. These acts were meant to disrupt the world as well. Gracie and Jackman, sometimes, though, it's difficult to know where God is in all of it. And so one of the ways that you'll know that the Spirit is around you and maybe within you is that when the Spirit is present, it leads to unity. What I want you both to know, though, is that this is a truth that we often struggle with in this country, that unity, that communion, that togetherness, it does not mean sameness. It does not mean lack of difference. In fact, that's one of the ways that there's this guy, Paul of Tarsus, and we'll probably talk more about him later in your life, because he can be really tough to read sometimes, and he can be so incredibly wise. But Paul wrote this letter to Christians just like us, trying to figure out how to live as one. And he helps us realize that there are all kinds of people and gifts and ways of being, that we are all made to be different, and we are made to be together. Another way that you'll know that the Spirit is on the loose is when what makes you, you, comes alive. The gifts that you have been given, that we all have been given, these gifts of the Spirit, and they're going to look and sound different. There'll be wisdom or knowledge, healing, discernment, the ability to speak so that people can listen, and listen so that people can speak. These gifts will come alive when the Spirit is in you and when you share them with others, so that everyone is made whole by them. Because this is another truth that I feel like you need to know, that you're not going to have to do this by yourself. You don't have to. In fact, you're not supposed to. In the story from the Acts of the Apostles that we told today for your baptism, the Spirit is poured out on everyone, sons and daughters, young and old, bound and free. You can't have salvation, you can't be healed, you can't be whole without community. Gracie and Jackman, that was a really long letter. And there's so much more to say. But there are a few things that I hope you'll remember. Not just when you light your baptismal candle again and relive this day, And not just when you're flying along, singing your song, but also when you feel tired out or lost or scared or at the end of your rope. And sweet girl, sweet boy, one day you will feel like that. But remember that we are with you, whether we are a continent away or in a place where we no longer need our body, we are with you. It's part of why we are here today. When you get to those lonely places, hopefully before you get there, I want you to listen for the Spirit. It's as near as your next breath. Search for the Spirit. You'll find her in the beating heart of our sacred stories, in the encouragement of a friend, in the thirst or hunger of a stranger, in the forgiveness of an enemy, in the creation of something new, in the people you least expect, and in the places most unlikely. There she'll be, waiting for you. So Gracie, Nicole, Jackman, Von Dom, on this feast of Pentecost, thank you for helping us to remember that we are made to be together as ourselves, that we're not alone. Keep us in your prayers. Don't forget to write. It is with great love that I write this letter. Phil Brochard and All Souls Parish, Berkeley.